All right, this is actually a second attempt at a message I gave in a practice sermonette when we had a men's club years ago. And let's just say that when I got evaluated at the end, nobody had a clue what I was trying to tell them. So I wanted to give it another shot because I think it's important. And it's on a basic subject. I'm actually hoping to provide this especially for the benefit of our young ones here, for their being able to explain better a question such as this, which is the title. Do not worry. Is pork an unclean food? Is pork an unclean food? Turn to Mark chapter 7 and verse 18. Mark chapter 7, verse 18. Now, I'm going to first read from the English Standard Version. It reads, "And he said to them," this is Jesus speaking, "then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him?" Verse 19, "since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled." And then in parentheses it reads, "thus he declared all foods clean." Well, let's remember my question, is pork an unclean food? Well, let's read version of Mark 7:18 with the King James Version. "And he saith unto them, are ye also without understanding? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him?" Verse 19. "Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats." Let's do a little quick word study. "Goeth out into the draught." Draught is from aphedron, aphedron, from a compound of 575 and the base of 1476. A place of sitting apart, a privy, draught. It's the bathroom, okay? So it goes into the drain, as it were. It goes away. Purging all meats. Purging is katharizo, K-A-T-H-A-R-I-Z-O, katharizo. To cleanse, clean, purge, purify. So it goes into the waste, being purifying all meats. And remember, in the other one, it was foods in the other version. That's broma, B-R-O-M-A. It means, meat means food. So, the way that the translators translated for the English Standard Version, they read, "thus he declared all foods clean." And King James said meat. And that's because the English word for food, historically, is meat. You and I, we think of meat as flesh. And, you know, in common terms, that's what it is today. Flesh. But in the Bible, my favorite meat could be tossed salad. Okay, it is food. Now, we need to go ahead and just quickly read it from the New King James Version. "So he said to them, are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from outside cannot defile him? Because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus purifying all foods." But they provide a little footnote. That footnote reads that in the new text, it ends the quotation with "eliminated." So it would have been, "because it does not enter his heart but his stomach and is eliminated." That extra phrase is not in the new text. What is the NU text? It stands for the Netzel-Allen Greek New Testament for the United Bible Society. These are texts based on the oldest but not the most numerous ancient manuscripts. So that is actually an added phrase. But hey, you're stuck on an island. This is the Bible that washed ashore with you, and you don't have your Knaves Topical, and you don't have your Strong's Concordance. All you've got is your Bible, the English Standard Version of it. Okay, well, there is a scripture in the Bible, in the Old Testament, that in certain translations does use the phrase unclean food. And you can find that in Hosea chapter 9 and verse 3. Hosea chapter 9 and verse 3. They shall not, this is English Standard Version, they shall not remain in the land of the Lord, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and they shall eat unclean food in Assyria. So there's this term that is used in this one scripture in the Old Testament. In the Old King James Version, they shall not dwell in the Lord's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and they shall eat unclean things in Assyria. And that word things, first of all, is not food, and second of all, it's inserted. If you have a King James Version, you'll see it's in italics. And what that means is that is added by the editors. What it would say is, and they shall eat unclean in Assyria. That word means defiled, infamous, polluted, unclean. For the sake of argument, let's say that this English Standard Version can properly render eat unclean as eat unclean food. Can a clean animal become unclean? Well, if you turn to Leviticus chapter 5, Leviticus chapter 5, and we're going to read in verse 2, or if a person touches any unclean thing, whether it is the carcass of an unclean beast or the carcass of unclean livestock or the carcass of unclean creeping things, and he is unaware of it, he also shall be unclean and guilty. Now that's a whole other topic, but one of the unclean items is livestock, which is generally a clean animal. There are circumstances in where something that would normally be clean is made unclean in the Old Covenant. The animal could have died on its own, and the Israelite was not allowed to eat that animal. They could sell it to a stranger, but ceremonially speaking, they could not eat it. It couldn't have the blood in it. If it did, it was unclean, and so forth. And you can make a reference for Deuteronomy 14 and verse 21 for that. So here's the problem. As soon as the animal became even ceremonially unclean, it was no longer defined as food for consumption by an Israelite. As soon as something is unclean, it is no longer classified as food, or in the King James, as meat. Food is a noun, and it simply means any nutritious substance that people or animals eat or drink, or that plants absorb in order to maintain life and growth. So from a human perspective, one could eat pork, shellfish, plant life, anything that would add mineral nutrition. And a human would say, oh, I'm eating food, right? But where in the Bible does God ever define something unclean as food? We may think it has nutrition, but according to God, he never defined them that way. So hopefully you see where I'm going, and I'm not making a new doctrine. So the biblical meaning of meat also is food, not flesh. Flesh in the Bible is the closest we can come to meaning muscle material or skin. Okay, when we say I want a good piece of meat, we mean flesh. You know, nice thick steak, good piece of meat. Okay, well that's really muscle material, and that can be confusing in the old King James for us. When one appreciates how God communicates, they will realize that when considering the pig, pork is not an unclean food or meat. It was never intended by God to be consumed by humans in the first place. So, is pork unclean? Absolutely, it is unclean. Is it unclean food? Or is it unclean meat? Absolutely not. It isn't food in the first place. God defines, however, food as anything he ordains fit for consumption. Otherwise, it is not food. Most, if not everybody in this room, are pretty familiar with what God defines as food for consumption. But one can always review Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14 to be reminded of God's distinction between the clean and the unclean. Only the clean being eligible to define as food. So if we go back to Mark chapter 7 and verse 18, understanding how God defines food, we will not be tripped up by translations that insert additional text, even if we don't have those references. Because even though we can read all foods clean, we clearly understand how God defines food in the first place. The subject wasn't even about unclean animal material or, you know, flesh. It was talking about food that they were eating, food that God had already defined as food. And, of course, with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you had various washings and various things you had to do for your food to be considered clean by them. Okay? And Jesus was saying, hey, it goes in your body, and the body keeps what's good, and it throws out the rest. Okay? So when you, and the reason I bring this up is because all my life in the church I've heard, and I've probably said it myself when I was younger, I don't eat unclean food. Or I consider that, you know, pork is an unclean food. Well, someone might on the surface accept that, but it really is a contradiction. Because it sets the stage to say that there is a food out there, but God calls it unclean. And from God's definition and his perspective, he never defined them as food for anybody in the first place. And that's very important to remember. So just stick with words like unclean, unclean flesh, or simply not fit for consumption. That would be the biblical explanation for why you would not eat pork. So the initial question would be, is pork an unclean food? No, it's not. It's unclean, and we don't eat it. It's never going to be food. Now, I want to just take a minute, because I think in my first time I tried this, I stayed on Genesis 9, chapter 9, verse 3, which is where God lets Noah know that he can eat a lot of stuff. So if you want to go turn to Genesis chapter 9, this, you know, I've really given the message here, but I want to just real quickly run by this one. The problem with starting with this one is there's a lot of reasoning involved. One might go into a sermon instead. But in verse 3 it says, every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. That sounds like it just went against what everything I just said. I have given you all things, even as the green herbs. So I want you to think of two things. First of all, are you able to eat every green herb? No. There are plants that will not only make you sick, there are plants that will kill you. Okay, so we have to put that every available living thing to eat in that perspective, in the same context. Well, if all green herbs aren't really available to us, is God saying all animals are available to us? We also know that Noah was already aware of what was clean and unclean when he loaded the ark up, right? Well, I don't know how much loading he did, but he at least let them through. Okay, and how many unclean animals came on the ark of each kind? Two, right? One male, one female. And then there were how many clean? seven pair, so there were 14, seven male and seven female. Okay, now imagine God giving this release to Noah, and Noah says, I wonder what a lion tastes like. Okay, what happens if he eats just one of those lions? We don't have any lions to put in zoos today. There's nothing in Africa called a lion because you needed both of them to make more lions. I mean, that's just a logical conclusion from that statement. But here they were fresh off of the ark. And how would you end up if you could just eat anything you liked having lions here on the earth? Okay, something to think about as we think about what is clean and unclean.